From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A last-minute invite for Iran to attend Syrian peace talks is off. That's after the country's leaders apparently refused to agree to acknowledge a key part of a 2012 Geneva agreement aimed at creating a transitional government in Syria. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Montreux, where the delegation begins gathering Wednesday. She says the offer to Iran to attend from U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appears to have been a diplomatic misstep.
What we heard from the UN chief is in his meetings with Iran's foreign minister, he heard assurances. Now, the foreign minister is part of the moderate wing of the Iranian government, and he said that his government had signed on to the basic tenets of negotiations, which is to find a transition government in Syria. Later in the day, we heard from Iranian officials that that was not the case, that they called for no preconditions for their invitation.
NPR's Deborah Amos. A partial collapse at an Omaha, Nebraska animal feed processing plant has claimed the lives of two people and left 10 others injured, some critically. Officials say a part of the building gave way with a fire breaking out at the International Nutrition Plant today. Omaha Fire Chief Bernie Kanger describes the scene when crews arrived.
There were victims trying to escape the building when we arrived, and we had individuals rescuing people from different portions of the structure that had collapsed.
So not clear as whether the death toll will rise as crews sift through the rubble of the plant. Officials also say they're not sure what caused the collapse. One production line worker told a local newspaper the building caved in from the third floor. Hundreds gathered today at Ebenezer Baptist Church, the newly relocated church of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., to honor the civil rights leader. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Michelle Alloy, reports gun violence was a major theme of the event.
With the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and the War on Poverty fresh in his congregation's mind, Ebenezer senior pastor, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, used the pulpit to push for tighter gun control laws. Warnock called for an end to so-called Stand Your Ground laws and criticized a local effort by some state lawmakers to expand carry areas to churches, universities, and public buildings in Georgia.
The problem with America today is we are afraid of one another. So we are consumed by this culture that bows down and worships the gun.
The King Center had earlier called for no shots fired on the holiday, asking people to abstain from violence in honor of King. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Alloy in Atlanta.
Republican lawmaker James Langford says he plans to run for the Senate seat that will be left open by the resignation of U.S. Senator Tom Coburn. Langford, who currently serves as U.S. representative, made the announcement today days after Coburn announced he'll vacate the seat with 2 years remaining in his existing term. Coburn is battling a recurrence of cancer. Wall Street is closed today for the King holiday. You're listening to NPR. On the heels of the latest string of bombings in Iraq, which have claimed the lives of more than two dozen people, an Iraqi official is warning the Al-Qaeda-linked militants who've taken control of the city of Fallujah may have the firepower to take over the Iraqi capital. Iraq's deputy interior minister saying today some of the worst bombings were in the capital, Baghdad, including one that killed seven people and wounded 13 others in an outdoor market. The Iraqi army, meanwhile, has been continuing to press its offensive to retake Fallujah. Thousands of South Korean credit card users may have had their personal information stolen. It's not clear who's behind the data breach. Jason Strother in Seoul reports the government is launching an investigation.
The full extent of the information leak has yet to be determined. Customer data from three Korean credit card providers were affected. The Prime Minister's office says it wants to find out who got the information and who is to blame for the security failure. This is the second major leak in South Korea in the past month. Around 130,000 customers at the South Korean branches of Standard Chartered and Citibank recently had their personal data stolen in the nation's biggest breach so far. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
It's the electric vehicle equivalent of road rage, only the latest object of driver animosity, at least in California, where electric vehicles are common. Appears to be the charging station. A number of Silicon Valley companies say they've had to deal with drivers of electric cars fighting over hard-to-find charging ports at the offices where they work. According to the San Jose Mercury News, instances of people unplugging vehicles of others and plugging in their own cars has become so prevalent, some companies are drafting new guidelines for EV driving employees. One company, there are 61 electric vehicles for just 16 stations. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.